חברים, עוד ידד חברים, עוד ידד חברים, עם כל ישראל. עוד ידד חברים, עוד ידד חברים, עוד ידד חברים, כל ישראל.
Siegel.com listeners, you're listening to the Wednesday edition of the Live Lunch. I'm your host, Yossi Zweig, and this is the Z Report Live. Wow, Rumi, Purim, it's over. It's just gone. You know, it's funny. I'm very happy that the New York Sanitation Department holds of our, you know, religious holidays, because my garbage is still there. Okay? Purim. Shushan Purim, they even held a day after Shushan Purim as the day after the Chag, you know? I don't know, I don't get what's getting on. It's totally crazy. Now we're going to go from talking about the garbage to talking about the marathon. As you all know, this Monday kicked off the JM and the AM marathon. That's right, you can pledge money, donate, send money in, visit NachumSiegel.com. There is a red bar on top of the page. I believe if Rumi said that, right? Red, not purple or green. There's a blue thing? Oh, there's a blue thing on the side of the page that says, you know what? I'm going to show you how easy it is, okay? www.nachumsegal.com. Okay, I'm typing in the computer. It's a little bit slow. It's pulling up. There you go. The total raised so far in the JM and the AM Marathon 2010 after day three is $26,906. Wow. Please pledge online below in the Insta-Pledge box to support the backbone of great Jewish radio. So on the left side, I see right here under the Listen Live, it says JM and the AM Marathon. Support Jewish radio, donate now. All you have to do is click that and enter your credit card information. Or I guess they take check numbers or not, Avrami? I don't know. But they take all kinds of credit cards, and I think they'll take your money. I don't think you have to worry about it. And I believe that Nachum will read all the pledges, or somebody of the JM and the AM staff will read all the pledges tomorrow morning on the show, unless something crazy happens, like Nachum shows up in the middle of a Wednesday live lunch and wants to read them on air. But fat chance of that happening. Anyways, lots to talk about. Great, great music. We have some stuff from the new Ura Shmorg. We got some new music out of Israel. New stuff from Yehuda Green, Carduner Peidaud. But this is the place to be. So if you're not tuned in, tune in. Call your friends. Call your buddies. I don't care if they're in Japan or Israel or America. Say, visit NachumSiegel.com. Click on the listen button and tune in for Wednesday's live lunch. Of course, tonight's programming, tomorrow afternoon's live lunch. There's so much to do here. You know, you just stay here. I would just say, throw out your radio. You know, just take out the radio and throw it out. And just tune your computer onto NachumSiegel.com and keep it tuned there. We're going to continue the live lunch here on this fabulous Wednesday. No snow outside. Thank God that finished. We're going to continue with new music. Well, not new music. It's kind of the year old, but not played that often. Baruch Abiton, his debut album. This is Adon Olam on NachumSiegel.com.
và tôi bình tĩnh và bình nhĩ khu kẻ khó. Tôi và tôi làm tình nhĩ khu kẻ khó.
Is Ofi Not with Toiv off the album Ofi. It's pretty simple to remember, isn't it, Rami? Anyways, let's see what was going on. I had a hard time sleeping last night, and I got up about 1 a.m. and went to the computer, and waiting for me in my inbox was the first concert of the Pesach season that I got. The all-new Miami Experience. First show ever in New York. Shlomi Gertner, the Shirenu Orchestra, the Miami Alumni, singing sensation Yoni Ziegelbaum, special presentation of the Ultimate Miami. What is Ultimate Miami? I don't know, but neither do you. You have to go there. So that is in Brooklyn College, Holomite Pesach, Thursday evening. That's April 1st, and that's not a joke. That is a serious date, okay? 7:45 p.m. For tickets, visit miamiboyschoir.com. Coming soon, the Ultimate Miami, the English Collection, which I'm assuming it says here, including new songs from the Miami's upcoming album next year. Does that mean that the songs are coming next year or the performances? I don't know. It's kind of confusing. Anyways, that was just something that I found interesting. That's that. Do not forget to tune in tonight. We have the Wednesday night extravaganza. Write it for me. That's Thursday? You see what happens? We did a Thursday last week. Me and Nachum switched. We made a Ben Hapa who we switched last week, and now my whole thing screwed up. I don't know. So Thursday night's extravaganza. Tonight you have the regular Nachum Segal show. And then you have tomorrow live lunch with Nachum Segal. And then you have Matzah Shabbos, SNS as we call it here, Saturday Night Segal, with Yoni Korbman, who was actually on JM in the AM today reading some pledges and helping out in this wonderful marathon. We are going to continue the live lunch here with a song off of Ura's CD 2 years ago, David Gabay singing Hatoiv. You're listening to NachumSegal.com.
Ki loy cholu rachamecho, ve'hamerachim, ki loy somu chasodecho, hatoy ki loy cholu rachamecho, ki loy cholu rachamecho, ve'hamerachim, ve'hamerachim.
Keep me on.
Man, stuff like that, you know, no matter how old it is, never gets old. Tov Lehodot off the album B'ni. I gotta love that stuff. You know, while you're on the NachumSiegel.com website pledging or giving your donation, you go in the top box over there in the right corner and you can sign up for our emails. You can go to the community calendar and post stuff that's going on in your part of town so everybody can know what's going on. You can visit the NachumSiegel.com's music store and buy the latest and greatest of Jewish music. Looking for an album that's 20 or 30 years old? I'm sure they even have that in the store. There's a Mazel Tov button. I mean, what else do you want? You could just go here and do everything. We are going to debut for you here on the Wednesday Live Lunch. Brand new music from Eighth Day. That's right, folks. The song, It's Shabbos Now. The album, Ura Shmorg 2. We will tell you more about this album later. The composer was Shmuel and Bensi Marcus, arranged by Bensi Marcus. Again, it's Shabbos Now by Eighth Day off of Ura Shmorg 2. This is a first listen, a world debut of this fabulous song. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
single dawn. No matter what the soldiers said or how the rain would pour, Zadie always kept a smile and wiped the tears away. Nothing could ever keep him down when he'd start to say, it's Shabbos now, Shabbos now, and we'll sing, ay, 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 na, 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 my, ay, ay, na, 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 my, didos menich will say, Shabbos amalako, my, didos menich will say, Shabbos amalako, and we'll sing, ay, 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 na, 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 my, la 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 la, fill your goblets to the top with royal Kiddush wine. Invite your family and your neighbors, it's now your time. Up whining steers and broken dreams, Papa tries to sell a little more. A penny here, a penny there, Mama cries and clothes she tore. My Zadie always kept a smile and wiped her tears away. Soon things will turn around, soon we're gonna say, it's Shabbos now, Shabbos now, and we'll sing, ay, 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 na, 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 my, ay, ay, na, 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 may ye no ilum habo, yim shabbos menucho, kol ha-misangim bo, yizku leroy simcho. Top with royal Kiddush wine. Invite your family and your neighbors, it's now your time. Far from here, they gather to celebrate 80 years, a life of courage through times of senseless hate. Zadie always kept that smile and wiped our tears away. Promised us there'll come a time when we'll always say, Shabbos now, Shabbos now, and we'll sing, ay, ay, ay. Hit the sing the sat me out with us, you're going for anarcho, and I'm gonna sing.
ladoin, ladoin akor. La seis gedula, liyotzer bereishis, liyotzer bereishis.
Aleinu lishabeyach, ladoin, ladoin akol. La seis gedula, liyotzer bereishis, liyotzer bereishis.
Mehaya Hashem, lemelech, lemelech, hakol haaretz. Bayom ha'ahu, yiyye Hashem echad, u'shema
We interrupt this broadcast of ABD singing Aleinu because the studio hotline has just rang. Rang or rung? I don't even know what's the terminology. Rang or rung? Rung. We have with us on the phone from the JM and the AM staff member Mattis Weingast. Welcome to the Wednesday Live Lunch.
Hey, good afternoon, Jesse. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's so nice to get a call in the studio here from people that we know very close and dear.
Thank you. You're doing a great show today, as always. Thanks for doing Live Lunch today. I know you usually do the Wednesday stint, but it's appreciated that you were able to swap with Nachum this week.
Last week, but it's okay.
It's been a great week so far. This morning we ended day three of Marathon 2010, or 2010 as Nachum sometimes calls it, with a total of $26,906.
Wow. Yeah. Avrami, can you imagine how much pizza you can buy with that money?
A couple of pies.
Yeah, I'm sponsoring lunch today, so that's why I'm asking Avrami. I actually owe him lunch today.
Excellent. What do you have? I'll come over.
Pizza. You're welcome. It's what
excellent.
Is it? $1.25 a slice. I can afford that on my salary.
That's not a fact. we'll double your salary. Then you can have two slices.
I mean, Mattis, I don't know how it could compare, you know, to the Indian food you had there this morning.
We did have Shalom Bombay catering Indian food for the first time, and it was quite good. We enjoyed it. It was different. And we thank them, as we do thank all the caterers for coming in. And, of course, we thank all our loyal listeners who've come through for us so far. We have a long way to go in the next 7 days of the marathon, and we really expect to reach a high goal next Friday.
Yeah, it's a shame. I know there's everybody that I meet on the street, even in Shul this morning, they were just telling me that they're going and checking it out and pledging and listening to their names on the air, and they just want to show their support for great Jewish programming.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned the term programming, because it's not just the radio anymore. When you're supporting us this time of year, you're also supporting the great programming on the stream, 24/6, including the Saturday Night Siegel with Yoni Korbman, and the ongoing Live Lunch with Nachum on Thursdays, and of course, our newest feature is you, Yossi, with the Live Lunch on Wednesdays.
And I'm glad to be here. Nothing better than doing this on Wednesday, I gotta say.
Absolutely. You know, Nachum, I don't know if you were able to catch it this yesterday. Nachum mentioned a number of countries throughout the world where people have downloaded the iPhone app for listening to JM and the AM. And it is amazing when you hear that places like, I think when Nachum mentioned Uruguay and Greece, Chile, where unfortunately they just had the earthquake, countries all around the world where people are listening to JM and the AM through their computers or through their PDAs. It's amazing.
It is. As a matter of fact, we've been pushing on here the last couple weeks. We had a link to listen through your BlackBerry as well if you don't have an iPhone.
Ooh, good. Thanks, because I have a BlackBerry.
Yeah, me too.
I will check in on that. Now, it's very easy to pledge. Just go to jmandtheam.org. You can use the pledge form there. I believe you might be reading some pledges later. Is that the game plan?
The game plan is that we're playing it by ear. We were told that somebody that lives a couple blocks away from here might come in and read some pledges, but we didn't get a schedule yet.
Very nice, very nice. Well, maybe that will happen. I also want to mention, for those who didn't get a chance to hear it this morning, Rabbi Goldwasser said some very inspiring words, reminding everyone that not only is it very important to support the show, but that the support is an unqualified tzedakah, for which he said one can use matzah money to fulfill the mitzvah. And that was very inspiring to the listening audience and to us because of the great support that he's shown over the years. And it shows the importance of what's been happening.
100%. I mean, nothing is more tzedakadik than, you know, getting a piece of Torah in the morning between the music and listening to some of the inspirational stories that can change your daily life.
Absolutely. And when they get a chance to listen to you guys in the afternoon or to the live stream around, it's such an important part of everyone's day. It definitely brings to a higher level what might otherwise be heard on the or seen on the internet.
100%. And we're glad to be here. I mean, I know me and Avrumi, when you get to Wednesday, it's like the middle of the week and you're starting that downfall to Shabbos. We're like, okay, you know, what are you doing Wednesday? We're going to the studio. We're going to do a live lunch. We're going to, you know, have fun, make people happy, play some good Jewish music.
Exactly. Absolutely. And keep it up. Keep it up. Thank you so much for letting me have a couple of minutes of time on your show. And we look forward to maybe even seeing you at the studio. What do you think? You might come in the morning one day?
Are you considering moving the studio to Brooklyn?
Nope.
Okay. Then, we have to share my plan on coming in probably sometime next week.
Excellent. Excellent. We look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much. Thanks, Avrami. And just make sure you keep it tuned, everyone. We have great programming out there. And don't forget to pledge at jmandtheam.org.
Thanks a lot, Mathis. And please let us know when the good food's going to be served so we know what day to come.
Every day is good food.
Every day. Ladies and gentlemen, Mathis Weingast, JM and the AM staff member, reminding you to pledge. We're going to continue the live lunch here with the uninterrupted edition of Aleinu from ABD.
The Melech HaKol Ha'aretz Ba'ayim Abba Yiyeh Hashem Echol U'shemo Yechol U'shemo Yechol Hashem Le'melech Le'melech HaKol Yeah.
שמוי איך
That was Menachem Philip, Shevet Achim, off the album Shomei Yisrael. Before that, we played Kim Alochav from Mati Zingbaum. And before that, Aleinu. And during Aleinu from ABD, we had a special guest caller, Matis Weingast, talking about this fabulous, fabulous station, Jam in the AM, and the stuff they do, and the whole Nachum Segal network, and how you can pledge by visiting NachumSegal.com, and right underneath the listen button, there's a Jam in the AM marathon button that says support Jewish radio. Donate now. Your names will be read on tomorrow morning's show, and maybe even today's show, meaning this live lunch, if we figure out what's going to be. Me and Avrami are trying to figure it out over here. But after last week's Thursday's non-lunch, me and Avrami are looking forward to this week's live lunch and actually getting to eat something while we're on the air. I did want to give out a couple of mazel tovs here because a lot of simchas going on lately. I see that I'd like to wish mazel tov to Rabbi Yitzhak Reichman of Lakewood on the bar mitzvah of his son Avram and his the grandfather bar mitzvah boy, Yaakov Reichman. Hey, look who walked into the studio. Nobody's there. Okay. It's somebody that lives down the block. That's as much as I'm going to tell you. I also would like to wish a mazel tov to Shani and... Hi, Nachum. Hi. I'm doing mazel tovs. I feel like I'm doing a morning show. Shani and Ellie Blumenthal on the bris of their son. They made a bris yesterday morning. We are going to continue the great programming here with brand new music off the album V'chonein by songs by Bensin Twersky. Here is Shomrim on NachumSegal.com.
Thank you. liyichu kol ayovoyim v'chol alaylu shavoyim v'machet liyichu kol ayovoyim v'chol alaylu shavoyim v'machet liyichu kol ayovoyim v'chol alaylu shavoyim v'machet liyichu kol ayovoyim v'chol alaylu Shavuim rimav kait liyichu kol ayoyim 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 v'chol alaylu
Mamini, 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 m
And that was Mendy Wald with my meaning off the album Echad. On the phone with us all the way across the ocean from the Holy Land of Israel, we have the Chief of Staff, Yigal Segal. Yigal, welcome to the Wednesday Live Lunch.
How are you, Yossi? Good to speak to you.
Baruch Hashem, how's the weather over there?
I think it's a little better than yours.
Want to trade?
No, it's okay. We're doing okay over here. Are you having a lot of snow today?
Baruch Hashem, no snow. Most of the snow is gone. And the sanitation department is actually currently picking up the garbage from last week Friday.
Oh, really? Wow. That's unbelievable. We had 8 inches of rain Thursday through Shabbos.
Wow.
So Baruch Hashem for that. And then we had a little rain on Purim, but not as much as over the weekend. But now things have calmed down. It has not rained the last couple of days, which some would say is not a good thing. You know, I think we need another couple of days of respite, then it can start raining again. But otherwise, it's we're doing fine. How are you doing over there?
Baruch Hashem. I mean, what can I say? Though I think we're going to keep sending Jews over to Israel, but if you could send some of the weather back, I think it would be a good trade, Nachum. What do you think?
Now, this is an interesting concept.
Oh, I know.
They send us the weather. We send them the people.
That's beautiful.
Yes, he's wag. The Nefesh B'Nefesh folks are about to use you for a massive advertising campaign. You send us the weather, we'll send you the people. And I know Israel wants the people more than they want the weather. I want to thank Yossi Zwag. I want to thank Avrami. Just a couple of things, because a couple of people have donated during the live lunch. And, of course, we'll repeat these tomorrow morning over at JM in the AM. Yigal's going to tell you why you should be, because Yigal's a web listener. You know, Avrami, we forget that. Yigal's a web listener. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He can't possibly listen at 91.1. He's 5,800 miles away. He's a web listener. So he'll tell you why it's important to support us if you like the live stream. I want to thank Douglas in Teaneck, in honor of Beth Aaron, Chabad of Teaneck and Yeshivat Noam, a 10 times high donation. Thank you. And I want to thank Ruth in New York City in honor of Robert Reamer's newly published book, Mashiv HaRuach, or Making the Wind Blow, historical fiction, available at Amazon.com. How do you like that? They're from the Upper West Side, and they contributed also with a web pledge. Go to jmnam.org, go to NahumSiegel.com, go to any of the websites and donate, folks. Remember, live lunches, including the Wednesday one, dominated by Yossi Zweig and assisted by Avrami Finkelstein, are only possible because of the JMNAM live stream. Anybody who tells you differently or otherwise, you give them a scowl. You tell them it's not true. Let me see you scowl.
You tell them to go to Israel and enjoy the weather.
Exactly. Let me see you scowl. Ooh, that's quite a scowl, Mr. Zweig.
That's my regular face.
So that's what you do. All right, I'm going to leave it to you because who better than the chief of staff to remind everybody? By the way, chief of staff, who we're expecting at Sunday here in New York City, as the entire building starts to shake whenever that's announced.
Yeah.
Chief of staff, you have no idea how much I'm glad that you've planned the trip because all of a sudden in the last 24 hours, somebody has taken the responsibility to really clean up this studio. And I have a feeling it has to do with the coincidence that you're arriving here on Sunday.
Well, just I made a point of informing everybody involved with the studio that I was on my way. So,
oh boy, I think that includes me. I better be careful.
By the way, as long as I have you seen my blog for today?
Excuse me. I haven't seen the blog. You saw it yet or not?
No.
NahumSiegel.com. Hit the top of the page. You'll see the blog. What's it got there, Avrami? Anything of substance or just some inside jokes that we don't need to review?
Well, there was one.
What
there was
it?
One.
Do you have a mic, Avrami?
Avrami doesn't like to use it.
You know the red thing in front of you?
Wait, where's the blog? I'm on the website now. Where's the blog?
Go to, you see where it says right in the middle top, right underneath the big red thing, there's a thing that says today's blog? You see
Chief of Staff. No, it says Chief of Staff, Yigal's Marathon blog, either on the
on-air section, the second thing on the on-air section.
The second thing in the on-air section.
Got it. Okay, now got it.
All right, Yigal, go ahead. What do you want to mention about the blog?
No, I just wanted to mention that you had a discussion. I only was able to catch part of the early part of the show. Do you have any discussion of how to pronounce the word Kiruv?
Correct. Kiruv, it should be.
Right. So I decided that you have to change the name of Rabbi Nate Siegel to the Kang of Kiruv.
The Kang of Kiruv. That's funny. I like
Kiruv.
The Kang of Kiruv. Very
I'm
good.
I just wanted to mention that to you.
And it seems that you yelled at Mark this morning. I see
about what?
I don't know. Just
I yelled at Mark. That'd be tough to do.
You told me to write in the blog that I yelled at Mark.
I did?
It's right here.
You know, I don't remember. It's so funny.
You got. Well, what did you think about hearing them talk about Indian food while you're in Israel?
Oh gosh, the funny thing is that I don't know if people remember this, but the first time I ever listened to the Nahum Siegel show, which of course is another reason to support the JMNM because it helps Nahum Siegel show. The first time, my wife and I were driving through New York, and we heard Nahum do a commercial for Le Chocolatier Extraordinaire. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that story, sure.
And we got so hungry listening to Nahum, because whenever Nahum talks about food, it's like it's like imperative to immediately eat something, because like you start like getting so hungry. It's like so when he started talking about food today, oh, man.
Well, the jury's out. I told Avrami that when I go visit Shalom Bombay, then I will draw my final conclusion about what I think of kosher Indian food. But I will tell you that the stuff I had this morning were a couple of items that were spectacular. But the jury's out, Avrami, right? Because Avrami and I like to discuss cuisine. That's why we have the live lunch, because we get to discuss lunch.
Yes, we get to discuss lunch.
Yeah, basically discuss it and nothing else. So I will reserve judgment completely on that.
Is there any plan for any extended web programming next week, or that's not that?
Well, I was going to ask Avrami, but I was going to wait till after the show today.
Mm.
I was going to ask Avrami if he could be here very early Thursday morning next week, and we can make an attempt. Maybe I'd even ask Yossi Zweig to be here twice next week if he'd agree to do it. and we would make an attempt to stay on as long as possible. I don't think we'd make it all the way till 7 p.m., till the Thursday night extravaganza, but, you know, something reasonable, like, you know, deep into the afternoon.
If I come in, do me and Avrumi get lunch both days?
Both days?
Both days, yeah, if I'm coming in 2 days.
Well, Wednesday and Thursday lunch?
Oh, my God.
Thursday I can guarantee you.
Unless Wednesday's like a really big lunch that it can carry over to Thursday.
Well, there may be some leftovers, you never know.
Because we already had a non-lunch last week.
I've seen Avrumi's leftovers on the desk in the front, so it's very possible there'll be something left over.
What?
All right, you sometimes leave some stuff in the front over there.
Really?
You never leave anything there?
I'm pretty good at eating my... Oh, yeah, I had a Special K that was there for a couple weeks.
Correct, and box of cookies sometimes.
But that was closed. Yeah, because I like to make sure I'm going to have. You know, I worry that I won't have food.
You're a saver. 1 o'clock in New York, 10 a.m. on the West Coast. Anybody listening on the West Coast?
I'm sure there are people...
8 p.m.
What the question is that?
8 p.m. in the Holy Land, and the Chief of Staff, Yigal, now gets the floor for 60 seconds to tell everybody why they should direct their computer mouse to NahumSiegel.com and pledge to JM in the AM. Yigal?
Well, I just, because I'm here in Yerushalayim, I'm here in Israel, and as Nahum mentioned, I am a web listener because I have no other choice. I do want to push the fact that the web stream is only possible because of WFMU and JM and AM. And over the years, as we, you know, Baruch Hashem, have expanded our web programming, in the 5 years that I've lived in Israel, there's no question that the reaction that I get on the street, or just when people find out that I'm Nahum's brother, about the web stream and how people listen, and of course, listening to Nahum, listening to Yossi, listening to everybody who's on the web, to the reactions that they're getting from, you know, emails from people in Israel. I call upon my Israeli counterparts, and especially again, JM and AM just broadcasted 5 great shows from Israel, as Avrami reminded me to mention, and it was a tremendous success from many, many different standpoints in terms of people who are listening here, people listening in the States, being introduced to some great programs here in Israel. I think that it's imperative on everybody who's living here in the Holy Land and everywhere around the world that's enjoying JM and AM, Nahum Siegel Show, the live lunches through the web stream to support to support the marathon, to donate whatever they can to keep the web stream alive. You can go to our website, NahumSiegel.com. There are a couple places there you can click on to donate online. And as Nahum mentioned, all the pledges will be read during the regular JM and AM broadcast tomorrow or during the next few days. So please, you know, do it now. Go to the website, go to jmandam.org, go to NahumSiegel.com, and click on the Insta Pledge box and make your pledge now.
Yeah, it's actually very funny. Yigal Mathis was telling me that he couldn't get over how many people are downloading the iPhone app and from like really strange places that you never consider it. And the funny thing is, because this is all online and you can donate money, we don't care if you're living in England and you have British pounds or if you have pesos or whatnot. We can get everything online. Just enter your credit card money and that's it. It doesn't matter where you're listening from. We accept all donations.
Yeah, it's funny because usually I know more about computer stuff than alcohol. But I don't understand this iPhone app at all. I'm looking forward next week when I get to the studio on Monday morning that Mark or Matis or someone will explain to me exactly how it works. Because I don't have an iPhone, not yet at least. But
you need an Israel phone.
Right, exactly. Anyway, Yossi, thank you for the chance to speak to our listeners. And I look forward to being able to be in the studio next week. Hopefully we'll see you guys.
Always a pleasure speaking to the Chief of Staff.
And I encourage everyone to please donate at either website as much as you can to keep this great programming going. Take care, everybody.
Thanks, Yigal. Have a good day or evening. You heard it here, Chief of Staff Yigal Siegel giving us another great bit of information about this amazing, amazing radio station and all they do. And this great time to give money, show support, donate. Go to NahumSiegel.com, NahumSiegel.com. Right there under the Listen Live button, you have a button, JM and the AM Marathon. Click here to donate. Support great Jewish radio. We're going to continue the live lunch here with hour number 2. Shimon HaTzadik with Yidol off the All-Star album by Sukkie and Ding. You're listening to NahumSiegel.com.
Sadik hoyo hoyo mi sheyo rekhnes sagoylo hoyo hu hoyo oyme hoyo oyme ashloy shot vadim hoylam oyme shimon natzadik hoyo hoyo mi sheyo rekhnes sagoylo hoyo hu hoyo oyme hoyo oyme Auf schlechter war im Heulam oi mei Alla tiro alla tiro bi allo a voi do Bi am gem gilus hasodi alla tiro bi allo a voi do Bi am gem gilus hasodi alla tiro bi allo a voi do Bi am gem gilus hasodi alla Alla tiro bi allo a voi do Bi al che mi gli lo scasso di Tererororo oi 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 Tererororo rain la na 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 Tererororo oi 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 Tererororo rain la na 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 Sadik hoyo hoyo
Shiyare kese sakulot
hoyo Hoyo oyme hoyo oyme
Ashloshet varim
ha oylo moyme Shimonat sadik hoyo hoyo Mishiyare kese sakulot hoyo Hoyo oyme hoyo oyme Ashloshot vodim ho oylom oy meid Alla tigdo, alla tigdo bi allo aboido Bi al gemi yilus chasodi alla tigdo bi allo aboido Bi al gemi yilus chasodi alla tigdo bi allo aboido Bi al gemi yilus chasodi Alla tuido, alla tuido, mi allo avoido, vi auge mi gigi lusca sodim.
Tururururu, ayayo, ayayo, tururururu, ayay, tararara. Tururururu, ayayo, ayayo, tururururu.
Alla tuido, alla tuido, bi allo a voi do. Bi al che mi lusca sodi. Alla tuido, alla tuido, bi allo a voi do. Bi al che mi lusca sodi. Shimon Natsadik, hoyo hoyo. Mishe yorek nesse sakoylo hoyo. Hoyo oyme, hoyo oyme, ashloishot vodim ho oylam oyme.
Shabbat אהבה תשחק ליום אחרון עוז והדר לבושה ותשחק ליום אחרון לא 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 עוז והדר לבושה ואת תשחק ליום אחרון לא 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 לא
Yosef Karduna's brand new album, Yearning for Shabbat. Before that, we had Shimon HaTzadik by Yidol off the Sukkending All-Star album. This Sunday, Soul to Soul, Chassidei Soul to Soul presents Rock Chabad, starring Avram Fried. That's Sunday, March 7, 2010, the 21st of Adar, 5770, 7:30 p.m., Sharp, Brooklyn School of Music, 883 Klassen Avenue. And besides Avram Fried, they'll featuring the Jewish Star Competition Finals. That's right. You'll get to see the final three perform and choose a winner. For more information, visit JewishTickets.com or you can call for general info 718-604-1234 this Sunday. On the phone with us, JM and the AM staff. Who's on the phone for me? Mark Zalmick is on the phone. Mark, are you there?
I am here, indeed.
Welcome to Wednesday's Live Lunch.
I'm all discombobulated. It's only Wednesday and there's a live lunch. I'm very confused.
I know. We'll try to... You know what? I mean, next year maybe by Ella, we should print out a calendar with what's going on when every day so people can figure out a good schedule.
Okay, I don't know if Ella is the right time to do it since most of Tishrei you won't be on Wednesday, but other than that, I think it's a good idea.
No, but that's a good way to discombobulate people.
Oh, that's true. So I'm calling in to remind everybody about the important JAM the AM fundraiser going on right now. And the truth is I'm more calling in to correct. I don't know whatever Yigal Siegel was talking about me on the air 10 minutes ago, but I saw my name. I heard my name came up, and everybody's very confused about something. I don't know what.
He's in Israel, so the time period doesn't translate over so well sometimes.
Yeah, he's busy in the middle of the day. He can't listen to the whole show, although I'm not sure why that's just because he's busy is an excuse. Let him download the iPhone app, and then he can go to his meeting and listen to the show at the same time.
But I think he needs an iPhone before he can download the app.
Okay. It's not my problem.
No, but maybe we... You know what? Avrami, let's take around. We'll go collecting to everybody that has to do the show. We'll get a couple dollars here and there. Maybe you can get him an iPhone.
I think it's a great plan.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. He won't know what to do with it, but I think it's a good idea.
Right. So, Mark, what can you tell us about this fabulous event that's taking place now?
Well, you know, those of us who listen to radio a lot know that you have either two choices in the radio you listen to. Either there are a lot of commercials, actually three choices. Either there are a lot of commercials, or it's listener-sponsored and they go through three, four, five different fundraisers of the year, or you actually pay for the radio, like with satellites. You don't have commercials, but you're actually paying a monthly subscription for it. And JAM the AM is really, rare in it's the fact that you're not listening to any commercials. You also don't have weeks and weeks and weeks of fundraiser. It's only 2 weeks over the entire year. And, I guess the only connection is you really should have to pay for it. I mean, I think one of the frustrating things on the part of the staff sometimes is we know that a lot of the listeners just say, it's there. I know it'll be there tomorrow because it was there yesterday, and I don't have to participate in the fundraiser. But we want all the listeners to know how important it is to participate. It's, as Rabbi Goldwasser says, as Mayor Weingarten is fond of saying, it's the tzedakah of tzedakot. So, because there's so much indirect tzedakah that you're giving to support many, 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 many organizations, that it's a very worthwhile place to put your tzedakah money.
Right. And people should also understand that, you're not saying you have to give $100, $200, even a $36, $25, $18 donation.
100%. I mean, we all know it's interesting to make the analogy. The communities that we, thank God, live in have many, many people who feel that it's a good community to go collect for whatever the reason, achnasas kala, bikur cholam, whatever it is. And we invite so many people into our home that we don't know. Every morning there are many, many listeners who invite people into their home that they do know, and that's JAM the AM, and they trust JAM the AM and Nachum to provide entertainment for their family in the morning and all day now with the web stream, and even on lunch on Wednesday, and 24 hours a day, and we are invited into your home, and this is the one time of the year that we turn around to say, you know what, we really need your support.
Right, and it's also very important in Elul to give a lot of tzedakah, especially coming over before Pesach, also a good time to get stuck. And they said this morning that it technically, you can use Meiser money for this. This is the biggest tzedakah you can give right now.
100%. And while I don't know, especially because I'm not a rabbi, so I can say without getting in too much trouble, I don't know whether it's technically Matanos Levionim to give tzedakah to JAM the AM, but there is no question that tzedakos who do collect from Matanos Levionim use JAM the AM to publicize their cause.
100%.
So, so it's probably not directly Matanos Levionim, but it certainly is a very, very close indirect relationship to just tie into, you're right, it's that time of the year. Look, we all know how many envelopes are sitting on all of our desks when we get home for people asking for money.
Right.
And many of them are on the radio, and many of them, really can track back their success to Nachum and to JAM the AM and to all the good the program has done. There are many organizations that really are tremendously much, much bigger and much, much more well-known through the show. You even look back to a few weeks ago with all the shows that Nachum did from Israel. I mean, who put Ir David on the map? Not literally, figuratively, who put Ir David on the map in America?
Right, right.
Who put Beto Road on the map in America? Who put, all these organizations, Shalva, on the map in America? I mean, they work, that's the first and the last stop for a lot of these organizations in terms of the publicity and their first opportunity to make fundraising. you know, to raise money. So there's no question from a tzedakah perspective, it's a very, very important tzedakah. And on the other hand, even from an achrayus perspective, we all get a tremendous amount of enjoyment from listening to the program and knowing that we can trust to listen to it in the car and not be embarrassed what we're listening to in front of our children. And so, you know, that alone requires, you're right, $18, $36, $54, whatever people can afford. We're certainly not asking people to go out on a limb. If you can afford $2,700, great. I think if we all thought about how much money we all collectively waste on Narishkeit, we can all find the money to give, you know, a nice donation to JM and the AM. So I think we should all really look, you know, very close, you know, into our hearts to see how much we can possibly give and to go ahead and pledge online, on the phone, in the mail. We really make it very easy. The only thing we don't do is we don't come knock on your door, although we're thinking about how to arrange that for next year.
Avrumi, is Avrumi doing Queens or Brooklyn?
We're starting him off in Queens. Brooklyn, you need a little bit of experience to go into Brooklyn first.
Tell me about it. I got hit up, I think, 4 times before I put on my phone this morning.
There you go. You start in Teaneck before you go to Queens, and then maybe Brooklyn is the next step.
Everyone just has to grow a beard and get a different kind of hat before he comes to Brooklyn.
I think really all you need is a laminated piece of paper with your picture on it.
And not to speak English.
Right. Well, you know, or at least be able to get through it.
Right. But I mean, the thing is, it's just so interesting how many people that, whether you're, you know, you're a Baal Bus and you have a busy work day and you don't have time to learn, but you get that morning chizuk in the morning, or you get these little tidbits or little inspirational stories that get you through your day. That's what you should be donating money for whatever you're taking for it, be it the music aspect, be it the learning aspect, be it the inspirational aspect. Everybody's getting something out of it, and this is just a good way to show appreciation.
Right, and so many people are touched by it, and so many people listen. I mean, on the few times where I have the opportunity to host, or at least for these 2 weeks, where the day after I am, you know, I'm on the air, I walk into Daf Yomi Shir in the morning at 5:30 in Bnei Shurin in Teaneck, and 20 people come over to me. Oh, I heard you on the radio. You know, how come you didn't say hello to the Daf Yomi Shir? How come you? But everybody has a comment. Everybody has a kibbutz. Everybody has something. So new. So, you know, seriously, it's time for everybody to participate.
100%.
So we encourage everybody, go to jamieam.org, click on the Instant Pledge box, go to nachumsigel.com, click on the Instant Pledge box, read the Chief of Staff's blog, even though it's, you know, it's not 100% complete because he felt he had to go out to a lunch or a meeting, or I don't know, he uses mincha for an excuse half the time. I'm not sure why he's davening mincha at 9 o'clock in the morning, but that's a whole separate issue. Mm-hmm. I always joke that I think sometimes, especially during the fundraiser, I daven so early in the morning, I should say Shalom Rav and Shmona Esrei, but anyway, we appreciate everybody's support, and we encourage really everybody. And the bottom line is every single person listening to this show right now is a beneficiary of JM and the AM.
100%. And of the great programming available on NachumSiegel.com.
Great. Yes, absolutely.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you calling in. We remind people, be it jamandtheam.org or NachumSiegel.com. Pledge buttons are available everywhere. Give what you can, give with your heart, and help us keep this kind of programming available.
Excellent, excellent. Kol hakavod, thank you, and I hope to hear from all the listeners soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Shkoyach.
That was Mark from the JM and the AM staff reminding us why it's important to pledge at this time and donate your money for this great cause. We're going to be continuing the live lunch here with brand new music out of Israel. This is Yaniv Ben Mashiach. Yes, I said that. Yaniv Ben Mashiach. The song, Shaneinu, you're listening to NachumSiegel.com. אתה אוהב את השקיעה
מרגיש כל כך שונה ממך מכל מה שחשוב לך ולפעמים ששנינו דומים יש לנו אל אחד במרומים בית אחד ואהבה פינה שנינו ואהבה למורה בשביים והאור שבוער בעיניים החיים של קודש הוא הכל לכל אחד יש מציאות שונה ואורגנות בנשמה ולפעמים ששנינו דומים יש לנו אל אחד במרומים בית אחד ואהבת חינם שנינו ואהבת
Thank you. שולוים בחילך שלבו יר מנוי סויך יהי שולוים שולוים בחילך שלבו ויר מנוי
And that was Yaakov Shwaki with Yehi Sholoim. The song was originally featured on the Hare Yehuda album, but now released last week, a Shwaki collection, 3-disc collection, and this is the only, I guess, new song featured there. The rest of the album is all big hits from Shwaki's experience and his, what does he have now? 5+, right? It's V. So he has 5+ albums, plus he did the 2 or 3 concert albums, plus he had the Besimcha and the Kumsitz album, so I guess it's the best of all of them. We played earlier for you a brand new 8-day track off the Ura Shmorg. It is available. Go to JewishInsights.com. You can see the Ura Shmorg full version previews. Included in this amazing DVD, Five-ish Live Eternity, a music video Yaakov Shwaki, inspiration by Rabbi Moshe T. Life. The Muscle Man, which is a new thing. Who cares what Ura does? My Zadie, like for maybe Rottenberg Journeys 3. I think it's from Journeys 3. My Zadie lives with us. They have a music video for that. Marvelous Minos Machine, Volume 3, The Living Torah, a Torah animal world and artifacts from the Mishkan. You can watch the auditions or watch the Ura auction. Of course, the audio has free Tasa, Yehuda, Green. I don't even know what else. Right now, we're going to play for you brand new music debuted from this amazing CD, Torah Mates by Yehuda. Oh, one second, please.
Thank you. I just want to thank a listener, Heidi in Pleasantville, a Live Lunch listener, 10 times high to JM and the AM. So thank you. Thank you, everyone. Keep pledging. Go to jmandtheam.org or nachumsiegel.com or any of the instant pledge boxes you'll find all over the internet. And please pledge and support Great Jewish Radio. Thank you, Yossi.
Thank you, Heidi. Keep pledging. nachumsiegel.com, jmandtheam.com. You don't really have to ask what you got to do. You just got to click that pledge button and give as much as you possibly can or what you can afford to give. Again, brand new music here, world debut, Torah Mates by Yehuda off the Ura Shmorg album. You're listening to NachumSiegel.com.
Although I have
have never yet learned how to pray. I'd like to join you today.
We walked in harmony, hearts flying high. Mom watched us go, a tear in her eye. Daddy, I'm so glad you're here at my side. Please tell me what made you decide.
It's the shine on your face as you talk on the phone. Learning with your Torah mate. It's the joy that you have as Shabbos comes near. Son, it's your happiness that brought me here. It's the shine on your face as you talk on the phone. Learning with your Torah mate. It's the joy that you have as Shabbos comes near. Hoorah, it's because of you that we're here.
We dive in together, each word one by one, remaining long after the prayers were done.
My heart beamed with pride when my dad said that he'd like to learn on the phone just like me. The tale I am telling is far from unique. It's a story that so many children repeat.
The rich life of Torah we're getting to know as Hoorah awakens our soul.
There's a shine on our face as we talk on the phone, learning with our Torah mate. And the joy that we have as Shabbos comes near.
Hoorah, it's because of you that we're here.
There's a shine on our face as we talk on the phone, learning with our Torah mates.
And the joy that we have as Shabbos comes near. Hoorah, it's because of you that we're here.
Shimon!
And that was Miami Boys Choir with Adon Olam. Before that, we played brand new music off the Urish Morg 2, Torah Mates, featuring Yehuda. We now have some amazing new music for you, but first, let me just clear up a couple things. Yeah, I know, Rumi's already cringing. A Parent Speaks proudly presents Yaakov Shwegi back in Brooklyn with Baruch Levine. When? Monday, March 15th, 2010. 7:45 p.m. The Millennium Theater in Brighton Beach. The phone number to call, 718-677-1010. Or visit ShwekiBrooklyn.com. That's right, ShwekiBrooklyn.com. Music by the Yochi Brisman Orchestra. If you are a woman or girl, a new original music drama by Malky Ginniger, Lost and Found, an evening of nonstop dance and action. Featuring a star-studded cast of over 200 performers. Malky Ginniger, Leah Foster, Bracha Jaffe, Vichain. Sunday, March 14th, 2010. 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Two shows only. Kingsborough College Performing Arts Center. For more, visit JewishTickets.com or call 718-258-5391. Vroomi, a friend of mine came back from Israel last week, and he brought me this amazing album. It's called Ireland Is Here. Okay, Chassidish guy. I don't know, Chassidish. Breslov, maybe. Originally from Ireland, so I got like a small track from this album. Guy's name is Abish Amitsur. The song Edi Emi, number one. You're listening to new music on NahumSiegel.com.
Last Sunday, who was on his way back home from a wedding in Chicago and was traveling alone. He said he came from Vilna, a survivor I could tell, and I helped him with his suitcase. He could not walk very well. A steward gave us coffee as we settled on the plane, and I asked him why he bothers. At his age, there'd be no blame. He said, no, simcha is a burden, though I miss my dear late wife. And then he shared with me a story that has changed my view of life. We danced round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no sifrei Torah to clutch close to our hearts, in their place we held the future of a past so torn apart. I remember liberation, joy and fear both intertwined. Where to go and what to do, and how to leave the pain behind. My heart said, go to Vilna. Dare I pray yet once again for the chance to find a loved one, or perhaps a childhood friend. It took many months to get there, from the late spring to the fall. And as I, many others, close to 400 in all. And slowly there was healing, darkened souls now mixed with light. When someone proudly cried out, Simchas Torah is tonight. We danced round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no sifrei Torah to clutch close to our hearts, in their place we held the future of a past so torn apart. One towards the shul, our spirits in a trance, and tore apart the barricade. In defiance we would dance, but the scene before our eyes shook us to the core. Scraps of cedar bullet holes and blood stains on the floor. Turning to the eastern wall, we looked on in despair. There'd be no scrolls to dance with, the holy ark was bare. Then we heard two children crying, a boy and girl whom no one knew. And we realized that no children were among us but those two. We danced round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no sifrei Torah to gather in our arms, in their place we held those children the Jewish people would live on. We danced round and round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no sifrei Torah to clutch and hold up high, in their place we held those children, Am Yisrael Chai.
And round in circles, as if the world had done no wrong. From evening until morning, filling up the shul with song. Though we had no sifrei Torah to gather in our arms, in that place we held those children, the Jewish.
will live on.
And that, of course, is A.B. Rottenberg, the man. The Man from Vilna off of the album Journeys 4, before that brand new music from Israeli superstar Abish Amitsur. Ireland is here. I don't even know if that's available in the States yet, Avrami. I believe Galpaz is distributing it in Israel, so maybe they have it on their website. What else can I say? It's been a wonderful day. I'm a bunch of really, really fabulous guests called in. Mark Zomik, Chief of Staff, Yigal Siegel, Matis Weingast, Nachum was in today. I still have two Mazel Tovs left to Mashi and Heshi Abramson on the Pityan HaBen of their son Avi yesterday, which I attended. The pleasure being there. To Shani and Ellie Blumenthal in Lakewood of the bris of their son Yaakov yesterday, which I did not attend. I couldn't get up that early to go to Lakewood. That's pretty much it. That wraps up the whole caboodle. The only thing I got left to say is that this month's of Shabbos at the Rock House, C. Landsbaum will be there with special guest Naftali Abramson. That's March 6th, 8:30 p.m. Admission $15, $13 for students. The address is 550 West 110th Street and Broadway. For more, visit www.therockhouse.com. Please go to NachumSiegel.com and pledge. Underneath the Listen Live button, there's a button entitled Jam in the AM Marathon. That's right. Give your money, pledge money, help keep this wonderful programming available for everybody. We're going to close the show today with brand new music from Hello Sid off the album Hello Sid. Shiru Lashem. Till next week, I'm Yossi Zweig. That's Avrami, and we will see you on the radio.
Baruchu Shemo Basurio Yom Yeshuato Shivu Hashem Baruchu Shemo Basurio Yom Yeshuato Shiru Lashem, Shicha Tash, Shiru Lashem, Gora Ares. Shiru Lashem, Shicha Tash, Shiru Lashem, Gora Ares. Shiru Lashem, Shicha Tash, Shiru Lashem, Gora Ares. Shiru Lashem, Shicha Kivoto Bechol HaKadosh.